I often talk about resistance in our creative projects, because there can be some resistance that comes whenever we want to pursue something that is important to us. But there can also be resistance in our life. As I observed in my life this week, there was a lot of resistance to what was actually happening. And because I'm in this hypnotherapy world and manifesting and let's do something energetically to change and change as quickly as possible to become a better upgraded versions of ourselves, to manifest outside things as well. And yeah, those things are amazing, but they might not come at the time we want them to come. And so when this was my lesson this week, when they don't happen in the timeline we want them to happen, we need to accept what is happening instead. Because if we feel resistance towards it, it's not gonna help. It's just gonna cause more suffering. Like Lou reminded me this morning in the Jivamukti class at the Looking Glass. Lou is a teacher at the Looking Glass, and I love to go to her classes because her Dharma talks are right on point every time. I feel like she speaks to me. So she was giving an example about her own life, and she was using the Buddhist teachings that I'm not super familiar with. So I'll just repeat what she said because it sounded pretty good and pretty much like what I needed to hear today. So she said, there is this arrow of pain in our life, and this is gonna happen no matter what. But then there is a second arrow, and this one we can choose to shoot it ourselves or not. And it's the resistance. And if we're resistant to the pain, it's gonna get worse. And if we can accept it and go more with it, then it's gonna be easier and the pain might dissolve. It's also true physically. I had back pain for a long time, and I know that when I was resistant or not, like thinking things like, oh, why do I have that again? Thank you, body. Why do you do this to me? It would not be better. But when I would be like, okay, this is how it is. I accept it. I know it's gonna go away. I'm gonna relax, and it automatically relax the muscles, right? The more we resist something, the more tense we get. And I see it as those emotions we feel. Maybe we can see resistance as an emotion also. I mean, it brings up a whole bunch of emotions for sure. But sometimes when we feel something and we let it rise up, and it's hard, I know, and that's why I offer hypnotherapy so it can come up in those sessions. But when we feel something rise up, if we don't have necessarily the space to feel it, then we press it back down so we don't feel it. But actually, if we have the space for it and the time, and we let it come up and we feel it fully, or if we even just acknowledge its presence, sometimes it makes it dissolve. So that was a great reminder, thank you, Lou, that sometimes you cannot just change and manifest and upgrade and do it right away, and that sometimes you just need to accept where you're at. And I can tell you with this realization today, I feel much better. And nothing has changed, really. Just I've accepted what's currently happening in my life, knowing that it's going to change, knowing that the inner work is being done and the outer work as well, and it will change. This is a message if you are going through some resistance right now or going through a certain situation that you dislike a lot, maybe, then it will change. But first we need to accept that this is how it is. So I wish you a wonderful week. Let me know if I can help hold a space for you for those emotions to come up, to be looked at so they can dissolve. Let me know if you are a creative and you're working on some projects and you can somehow not really move forward in or with them. Also, let me know. I'd be more than happy to hold the space for you to do so. I will have some availability either from Greece in a couple weeks or in July again. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening.